Billy Bat, and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back for yet another eventful week on the true TSL Allcast right here. There are others out there that will pretend to be the premier podcast for the league, but let me tell you, they might be the official, but we are the friggin' premier podcast of the Topper Sports Multiverse. I am DJ Jimmy, and going across the hood of the car all the way to the northern end of Erie County, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joey Bats.
James, thank you for the introduction. That's You're a welcome. Great way to start it. I think you're absolutely right. Just because we haven't been the longest reigning podcast doesn't mean we're not the official. Doesn't mean we're not the best, right?
Yeah. Let's address that real quick. Let's get this out in the open right away. I'm gonna go there right now, brother. Let me tell you something. All right.
If we took his glasses off,
if we take that TSL podcast and we go back to the inception, right? You had this guy, brother, right by the side of everyone along the way, and now. Here we are, when they break away and start the official podcast. Guess what? The Allcast starts up. And that's why, brother, we keep this moving forward. And you, Mr. Legendary Joey Bats, have inherited this guy right here, DJ
Jimmy. And I love it. That's what keeps the wheels moving here, baby.
Dude,
that's
you literally exactly inherited why. Me. You inherited me. Like, no one else wants me.
I know.
So now you get me. That's
it. I take it. And I got it free of charge. I got cheap rate for this motherfucker.
Yes, you
did. You know the buying rate is for you right now?
Oh, my God.
We should actually edit that part out, Jim. I don't want to fucking kill anybody. Edit that little part out there. You know, and I fucking love this partnership we have. I love doing this. And again, I want to reiterate, just because we're not the longest reigning podcast, we're still number one. What do I always say at the end when I sign off my final thought? Everyone's climbing that ladder for us, baby. They've got to keep coming after us.
They only have us by 1 week. That other show, the official podcast, only has us by 1 week. That's it. We definitely have more clicks. We've got more views, more listens, more ratings, more people that tune in, and a lot of good positive feedback. Isn't that right? What did we get after last week?
Oh, Mr. Keller Podcast. I'm going to call it what I like to call it. The Mr. Keller Podcast Junior was just an afterthought there. A lot of good feedback. A lot of random text messages from people who I didn't even think had my number. So obviously that means they listen because I say my number on every show, so they're shooting me a quick text afterward. But a lot of great feedback. A lot of people love that we made fun of Katie a lot. So Katie got a lot of hate bashing, and I kind of love that because we did bury her a little bit. Sidebar, real quick, Jimmy. We played our 3 o'clock game with the girls this week. Katie had played a game at 2 o'clock. As we were getting ready to take the field, I see her walking off the field, going back towards the bar. The bitch showed up about 3 minutes before halftime. And she's like, oh, I don't feel good. Can't do that. Can't do that, Kay. You're better than that. You want to be the best athlete in this league. Can't do that. Got to play when you're needed. Got to play every single game you can. Jesus, Kay. You know, that's a lot of feedback I got.
Joey's speaking about amazing athletes and people that are here this week joining you and I in studio. There's one guy, when he gets on that Universal sub list, teams just snatch him up right away. He is, some people would call the clipboard master. He knows how to build a defense like no other. This guy has been around since before 2011, before the TSL. This guy basically invented football itself. Ladies and gentlemen, the second best realtor in the world, Mr. Tim Dove.
Tim, welcome,
hey,
baby.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here, baby. Jimmy, great way to say it. You know, you mentioned the first thing you said was like, speaking of great athletes. He's okay. You know, Tim, you're okay. You're a genius. I was the clipboard, though. That was a perfect representation of you. You are the clipboard master.
I would like to say this. I guarantee, because I did it with, he is now a legend in this league. I took his team from going 3-6, 4-5 every year to winning divisions. He goes by the name of Topper.
I'm not familiar with him. It's true.
Yeah. Also, I want to throw in a quick stat there. I think my record with Topper against Joey Bats is probably like 5-1.
So let's
with me and Topper versus Burr, though, I think I'm like 7-0.
Mr. Dub, wow. I have to put this out there, though, too. If we go back just a couple years, there was a point in time when you were providing not only your services on field, but also that premier, that golden advisement to a team such as angry Buffalo. And we all know how that went. They consistently had a hard time grabbing that brass ring. They had a hard time sealing the deal and closing it up. And there was a point in time when they parted ways with you, went a different direction, and still couldn't get it done on their own. And why couldn't they get this done? I have a gut feeling it's because they never listened to you. Am I right?
I absolutely agree.
I'll just agree with that right away. Yeah.
I remember reffing a couple games, and they were kind of talking a lot of shit. They weren't. They would say, Tim called this, and we're going to try this. They basically said, fuck you, Tim. That's what they said. In their own words, and then they cut you loose, and then they fold like a half a year or maybe a full year right after they cut you loose.
Yeah.
And now, there's not a single person from that team playing the league anymore, is there?
Nick Such was playing. He was subbing for XTC, but he just, they had another baby. So,
I have a baby. I'm still playing.
He has three.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
that
cool.
He knows.
I'm a champion. He's not. So that's one.
I just want to put this out here real quick. I don't know if anybody knows about my original team, Dinner for Two. They are the same as Varsity Villains.
What year did Dinner for Two come along, Tim? Because there's a lot of people in the league who are now in their early 20s or mid 20s who A, don't know that you're almost 50. B, haven't met you yet. So you gotta remember, we got a lot of new players on this league and a lot of new kids who barely know who you are.
Mr. Bass, even though he might almost be 50, this guy has a 12-pack under that t-shirt, let me tell you.
Wow. Wow.
You used to show it off all the time. Way back that 12 in the day.
That 12-pack is long gone, my friend.
I didn't mean to jump on it, though. He had a serious question for you there.
Yeah, so give us a timeline of when did it
start. What year did Toppers League start?
2011.
Okay, so we were 2011, the second half of the session. I remember if anybody knows Jeff Manowski, he's a phenomenal athlete. We were playing softball in Mo's league, and we told them that we were switching over leagues. Mo actually kicked us out of the softball league.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. Surprise.
Wow. Those were tough times. It was a tough year.
That was a tough year. I jumped ship too, actually, that year. That was for all you mid-20s. That was like WCW, WWE.
People are in different places now.
Now he says that they're only accepting like 12 teams. The fact is they can't find anybody to play in that league. So, anyways. Yeah,
but he's still a good guy. They're still a good league. They've got their own thing. Things have come a long way in the past decade. They really have.
Well, we're all entitled to our opinions, Jeff.
I play a lot of those leagues. I still enjoy them. Just because no one wants you on their team doesn't mean they're bad leagues.
That's also true. That is also true that nobody wants me on their team. I cannot believe that I still don't have a spot on your team.
I knew you were going to say it.
You have the guy with the glasses on your team. I'm way better than him. I like him a lot, by the way. What's his name?
Glasses.
Oh, well, I like him a lot. You know what? Speaking of your team, we got to give a shout out to your wife. She is extremely underrated. And I asked her the other day, I was like, does Joey just like when you guys are in bed at night, like, does he just start talking about plays?
What was her response? What did she say?
She giggled. Like
of course she does. That's my thing too.
And I was like, oh man.
You probably never got an answer. Should I just laugh and walked away?
No, I mean, I basically answered the question for myself. I know you do. I would do the same exact thing.
It's kind of funny when you find that coaching book, though, and it says Jay Batts on it, and you're not sure who actually owns it. But you know his wife put all the plays together.
He's reading like bedtime stories to his daughter. He's just like saying, listen, daddy won a championship back in 2016. He's got like a whole storybook for himself.
I mean, I could just sit here and listen. If you're going to sing my praises and call me, you know, could just confirm that I am a legend. Just keep
you know, I have to give you a little bit of credit. Stats don't lie.
I love this guy, Tim.
You win.
I love him.
You know,
I don't lose. I don't lose. If I have the full team, this boy don't lose.
Dude, I like that you added that in. And if I have a full team, where is Burr, by the way?
Dude, Burr guy, I told you. Oh, I didn't tell you this. Burr got clipped on the 219 a couple weeks, about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Okay. So what was the story that he told?
He got clipped by 7 deer coming off. They were in like the V formation from the Mighty Ducks. They hit him. they hit him head on. That's what I
think. Okay. So the real story is he was going about 5 miles per hour out of his driveway, and little Bambi came across and nicked a headlight. That's the real story.
And he backed into the telephone pole. He is back this week. Playoffs are back. He is back this week, so we'll be okay. We should have a full squad this week.
What do they say? 62 and partly sunny, so definitely cut off sleeve.
He's the dude that wears cut off sleeves, and you know, right when the league went to November, he had those fucking cut off sleeves. Like, dude, you're not. I told him first thing, if you want to play on my team, you're not wearing cut off sleeves in November, you herb.
You know, you the two of you are dancing around a topic here that I think we need to get into, and that's the fact that Mr. Batts is supported by and plays side by side with the legendary Jay Batts. I mean, she's fantastic, right? And then when we're talking about Burr and Amy, the two of them go back some time. They played together as well. Now, Tim, we see you at the fields, and there's a fantastic cheerleader on the sidelines consistently by your side supporting you. Have you played on the same team as this young lady?
No, and you know what? I have already asked her to play just to get her involved, you know. Just her exact words are, "No fucking way. I will never play a sport with you."
Why?
What's her reasoning?
So there's that. She thinks I'm too competitive.
I mean, you do get fired up pretty good. I think everyone.
And that's actually saying it nicely. So
She looks like a pretty good athlete.
She said, "No way." I told her, I said, "Listen, if you want to get on a team, you know, you can get on a team. I don't have to play on it." She's like, "Well, if I play, I don't want you watching it."
Wow. So she's a little shy about it.
Well, she doesn't want me watching because I'm, you know, it's my play calling mentality. And I'm going to, you know.
Mr. Duff, let me tell you something. Let me tell you right now, on top of everything, right here, for the TSL Multiverse, we do have a special interview that took place on the sidelines while you were performing. I'm standing here with Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jimmy? Oh,
wow. I'm doing fantastic. So out on the field right now, we've got those HR Talk Ultimate Warriors, the team I sponsor. I love those guys. Great and gals. Great team. And they're playing Vaspian right there. But there's a different player on the field than normal. Who's that other guy?
That's Tim Dove.
The legendary Tim Dove off the Universal sub list. So you are Tim's agent?
Yes, his agent. Yes, in Boston.
I'm going to pause it right there real quick. She clearly self-identifies as your agent and not your fantastical love interest, Mr. Dove.
Oh, well, should we get her on the phone right now?
Let's give it 2 more minutes and then maybe. I'm going to keep playing with this. Agent and boss. So how did Tim prepare yesterday for the games today to step in and step up?
He did a lot of stretching, went to the gym, and took a nap.
Now, you were telling me right before we went live here that yesterday was actually a national holiday. Is that right?
It is. Yesterday was taco, vodka, and cinnamon bun day.
Now, when we're talking about a young love like yours and his that was written in the stars with the magic of all that is good in this universe, in this multiverse, taco, vodka, and cinnamon day.
That is correct, but we only had tacos, unfortunately.
Did he propose yesterday during this fantastic, magical day?
No, he did not.
Okay, not yet. Not yet, at
correct,
least.
Correct, not yet.
So it's quite plausible that Mr. Tim Dove is full of vodka and tacos right now, no cinnabons.
Correct, no cinnamon buns. Could never get him to eat those.
So you've been around these fields for a minute.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
What do you think about the TSL? What do you think about this team? What do you think about the exploits of Mr. Tim Dove?
Oh, man, he is one of a kind. He's definitely his own person. Very vibrant and loves his sports.
Wow. What about you?
I'm the same. You know, now that I have Saturdays off, I can come and watch, and it's a good time. Everybody's really nice and has a good time out here. Have a few drinks, enjoy. Fall weather's here.
So he does have a knack for showing up at games wearing the beanie with the ball on top. Is there a significance to that?
There is not, and he tried to get me to wear one this morning, and I just wouldn't do it.
Did you knit the hat?
Good for her.
I didn't. It's from the New Era store.
Very good. Well, kudos going out to Baccio and the New Era crew over there. Baccio has been over there for years. I don't think he's in the stories further up the managerial chain. Yeah. Any special words for the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Dove, when he listens to this on the podcast?
Let's see. Just, I watched you once here, and you did great. Good job, Tim.
Good to go, Tim. Strong wow. man. With a strong hat, Tim Dove, out on field three, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow-wee.
That was
a nice interview.
It was a powerful interview. She went to the depths, Tim.
Yeah, clearly. One of the most hilarious thing about that is making fun of my winter hat, and I'm now in the house.
you have it on right now? You broke up there a minute because yeah. you have a cricket phone because you fucking broke up a little bit there.
No, I have an iPhone.
Okay, good. Well, get out of your bomb shelter of a house and move around a little bit for us, okay? Do you have your knit hat on right now?
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Do you have your?
Yeah, I can't show you it. I told her. She's like, we gotta turn on the heat. I'm like, fucking put some jogging pants on and wear a hat.
Dude, Jimmy, that's a great point. It's a little bit off of topic. How off of football topic, I should say. Jill's the same way. She wants to turn the heat on like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I do not turn the heat on until November 1st. I don't know how anybody else does it in my house, but it's October, mid-October. We do not turn the heat on in my house yet. I don't know how anybody else feels about that, but that really grinds my gears.
It's too
quickly.
Soon. Too soon.
You way can't too do it. Soon. Way too soon. So is the heat on in your house or no, Tim?
Yeah, she's already. I'm like, listen.
Yeah, it's on in my house too. So
what's that?
It's on in my house too. So obviously, whatever I say doesn't fucking matter. Because it's on 70. I know it'll be on 72 when I get home and I'll lose my fucking shit. And I wake up in a cold sweat.
That's
seriously,
already
no.
way too hot. She tries to put it on like 78. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Oh my god. How long have you guys been together for?
We just had our 3-year anniversary.
Jesus. When Jamie introduced me to her the other day, that's the first time I met her. And she asked me to go to the bar with her for some reason. I don't know what that meant.
Hey, listen.
And we lost him again.
Tim,
are you there?
Your cricket phone, bro? You're embarrassing our podcast right now.
Listen, I don't have a cricket phone.
Move around your house a little bit because this is.
I'm
this
staying is... in the same spot that I've been in for the past 20 minutes.
Okay, there you go. Now we got you. Now let's start over, Jimmy. Start from the fucking beginning. Get this guy going. Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, so he was just asking, how long have the two of you been together?
Three years. Our anniversary was just a week ago.
What'd you guys do for your 3-year anniversary?
Oh, fucking took her to Milton's.
Dude, this dude gets it. Shout out to Milton's. If you have never been to Milton's in West New York.
No, what's Milton's? You got to tell me.
What?
I know Morton's.
Oh, my God.
I'm a fan of Morton's. I don't know Milton's.
Jimmy, you're a Southtown guy. This is more like on the border of Southtown, Northtown. I don't know what people call Southtowns anymore.
What's Milton's?
You know Elton's?
Yeah.
Same owner as Elton's. Just a little, Tim, how do you describe it? Like a little pita wrap, little smaller Greek place.
Oh, so it's a diner. Yeah. It's a diner.
It's the same exact thing. Actually, I have a wonderful taste bud, and I was like, dude, this is different dill from Elton's. They actually have a different distributor. I was like, the best dill in town.
Oh, God, shut up, Tim. You're boring me, dude.
All right, well, let's fucking talk about dill. Your fucking games and how you almost lost them.
We're not talking about dill. We're talking about Milton's as a whole. Milton's is great. It's on Walden and Union, right in the corner there before, right next to Elton's. Again, like I said, same owner. Go if you go there, Jimmy. The Buffalo Chicken pita wrap is fucking amazing.
All right, noted. Going to have to give it a shot.
And he's right. The deal is good. He's right.
Now, wait a second. We'll talk. Wait a second. I got to ask a question here. That area of Western New York, Mr. Dove, when we're talking about real estate, is that an area that you normally sell homes in?
Listen, I do it from Ellicottville to Rochester all the way to Cheektowaga and Orchard Park.
Wow.
I do it all. Listen, and I will fucking knock the shit out of anybody price-wise. Like, normally you pay 6%. I will beat the shit out of that all day long.
Meaning you'll take a little bit less commission to get the business.
Exactly. I undercut love it. Everybody.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, so don't care.
Where's a good way to get – what company do you work for?
It's called Superlative Real Estate.
Where are they located?
Doesn't matter. I work out of my house, but the office is in East Amherst, you know?
Great, big great tennis. Answer. Yeah, you're big. What's the best way to reach you?
716. Actually, I might get a lot of hate mail. 716-913-1321.
Now, Tim, is that a subdivision of Prestige Worldwide?
I think it is.
Absolutely not.
Who would get more hate mail? That's a great question. If we put out like a little vibe here, Jimmy, who do you think? Because I know a lot of people hate me. I know a lot of people hate Tim. Who would get more hate mail, me or him, you think?
Ooh, that's a tough question right there. Because he's been around longer than I have. I like both of you. I don't see how people could hate either of you, actually. Either.
And you know what? I've reserved judgment because I've disliked people all the time until you talk to them. Playing football and then knowing somebody outside is totally different. So, you know, if you want to hate me, you know, great.
That's a little shout out to Bobby McConnell, Jimmy, from a couple weeks back. Bobby said the same thing.
Yeah, he did.
So people, that seems to be the consensus of the league.
But you know what? There's a huge difference here, though. I've seen Tim Dove at every single TSL banquet.
Also true.
Period.
And he's phenomenal. And he loves to party.
He just goes.
Tim Dove is my favorite.
Tim, you're social. I agree with you.
Drunk Tim Dove is my favorite Tim Dove.
Yeah, I'm an extroverted introvert, though. If I don't want to talk to anybody, like, you know, I keep to myself. People bore me.
Yeah, kind of like you were boring us in the beginning of this fucking podcast, bro.
I know. Jesus, I was just caught off guard. We don't want to talk about how you lost your Division I game the other day. Let's talk about the girls' game and get something over with real quick.
You know what? Real quick. You're right. And I appreciate that lead-in, by the way, on my show. But the Division I game, I'm over Division I this year. This is a wash. This was a lead-up year for the regular season. This is a new season. Postseason starts on Saturday, baby. I'm going to have my full team. We're playing Marketing Mares. I am predicting a 2-touchdown win this week by us. I'm guaranteeing my Division I game at 10 o'clock, we are going to upset the defending champions. We don't talk about games too much. That's all I'm going to say about that. We're going to move on to my favorite team, probably one of the best teams in the entire league, these fucking girls. Dude, how good did we look the other day when you were reffing? Honest to God, how good did we look?
You know what? I've seen games where the Angels have beaten the Stunts and then vice versa where the Stunts have beaten the Angels. This is truly a rivalry.
It really is.
It's a coin flip. It is a coin flip.
Last four games were 2-2 against each other. Last four games.
I want to address something real quick, too. I made a call and somebody said, you know, she's the nicest girl in the world. She wouldn't do that. Listen, I like pretty much everybody in this league. I'm not making calls to get anybody upset.
Right.
It's not a judgment of character. It's just what I see.
As a referee, you're talking about.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I get calls wrong. I apologize.
Sure. You're human. You know?
Yeah. I'm not like Joe Z drinking on the sidelines or B on my phone. I watch the games.
Yeah, those two queers. Keep going.
Yeah. Joe Z, I got a story about that guy. I'll have to tell you someday.
I would love to hear it on the air.
Ask him. So his friends were out. Me and my girlfriend Stephanie were out one night, and I see Joe Z. Josie's like, oh, my friends are leaving. Can I hang out with you? I'm like, Steph, you know, she's great. I don't care. He wanted to be the third wheel, starts hanging out with us. I'm like, whatever, dude. We end up going to this bar in South Buffalo, and he's hitting on these two older women. And I'm like, Joe, I think you drank too much. He's like, I know, man.
You said that? I think he drank too much coming from you. That's got to be that's some powerful words. Continue.
So he's like, man, he tells me that he went home with the two of them and the one woman ended up having a child around his age. Now I know Joe's probably like 35, but I think she had a son who was like 26.
Wow.
Like, oh my gosh, Joe, what are you doing? Next time, go home when your friends go home. Anyway, I love Joe Z though. He's a great guy. That's another guy. You got to get to know him. You know,
I absolutely agree with that. You have to get to know him. He's so intense. He is a great dude, but he should have went home and jerked off that night. Probably. Yeah. That's probably what he should have done. You got off on a tangent here about Jay Z. What was the stuff you're talking about when you were reffing, making calls and shit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't get them all right, but I feel like I made two judgment calls that were very correct. And the game to me is a culmination of plays. It's not one call a ref makes. It's a bunch of plays that the teams make. I don't control if you catch the ball or not. You know,
Jimmy, that goes back to what we've been talking about since day one here about the reffing in this league. That's a perfect way to say it, I think.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's it. Okay, great. And show, roll the credits, Jimmy.
Tim, let's be honest here. There have been people at the end of the playoffs from last fall, from spring. If they hear the fact that you're going to be their referee, they get really, really upset. Why do people compare you to Mr. Billy Gunn and say bad things?
Oh, God.
In your opinion.
I don't know. That's probably the worst comparison I've ever had in my life, though. I'll say that right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've also gotten kicked out of a game by Billy, not just in football, but by softball as well. So,
wait a second.
You got kicked out of a softball game by Billy?
Yeah. So that happened about 12 years ago when I first met him. And,
when you were like 35?
When I was like Jose Altuve, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Continue.
I hit a shot. I come up to the plate.
Oh, my God, I hit a shot. Yeah. We don't want to hear about your escapades when you were a 16-year-old in high school. We want to hear about why you got tossed, okay? Why did you get tossed?
Well, I'm telling you, I came up to the plate, and he instantly said the strike zone's not going to be any different, making a short joke.
Nice.
I hit a shot to right center, and I walk around the bases, and I come over the plate, and I go, fuck you, old man, and I got kicked out.
Has he tried to eject you from refereeing? I just have to ask.
Yeah.
So you've showed up to ref and he's like, no, get out.
Yeah, he overturns my calls all the time.
That's phenomenal. That is absolutely. I don't let him do that.
That is not phenomenal.
I don't let anybody do that.
That's horrific, Joey.
That is pretty ballsy, actually. And I kind of dig it. It kind of gets me jacked up when he does that during the game. He did it during the game. He refed, one of the girls' games I was playing, he refed it. And he overturned somebody's call. It was my benefit, so I let it slide. But that's fucking ballsy when he does it. I absolutely love it. He says, fuck you guys. I do what I fucking want.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that for a second, Tim Dove. When you make a call that's slightly controversial to some people on the field and they get heated, how do you respond?
You know, I'm a person too. My feelings get hurt. You know,
you told me to go fuck myself this week, I think.
Well, that's because you called me a little idiot. Mr. Little Idiot.
Jim, let me set the scenario, okay?
We need some backstory, please.
Yeah. So it was during one of the girls' games, right? So I only have girls on my team. So every touchdown is worth 8 points, right? No matter who catches it, every touchdown I score during my game is worth 8 points. So I had scored my second touchdown, and I'm like, Tim, what's the score? He goes 17-15. I said, what? He goes 17-15. I said, what? I'm like, Tim, I have 8 touchdowns worth 8 points, idiot. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. And he goes, hey,
it's just natural. My defense, there aren't girls' games all the time. So it's just natural to circle the six. My bad.
Correct. I agree. But the best part was, Jimmy, he goes, hey, when I'm back in the huddle after he corrected me, he goes, hey, Joe, fuck you. Tim, after the game, Jill she's got such a good heart. God bless her. After the game, she goes, you really need to text him and apologize. I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you called him an idiot. I'm like, well, he was being fucking stupid there, Joe. 8 + 8 = 16. I'm not texting him to apologize. He's like, oh, he's told me to go fuck you afterwards. We're fine.
Whenever Stephanie calls me stupid, I don't like the word stupid at all. So I'll just send her a photo of my master's degree every time she calls me stupid. So she's
See, Jimmy, there's something great. I had no idea you had a master's degree, Tim.
It's just because I act like an idiot doesn't mean I am one.
A master's in what? What is your master's in?
I have my MBA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, the last we talked, and this is going back a couple years, you were debating, and you may have been joking at the time, but you were debating about going back to school to obtain the doctorate. Is that still something that's in play?
I think people who don't have a, or people who have a doctorate who aren't doctors, it's pointless. That's stupid. My biggest regret is going to college. Kids, do not go to college.
Oof.
Okay.
Wow.
Do not go to college. Be YouTube stars or realtors. That's all you need to be. Wow.
I don't know if our if you're talking to our demographic right now, I don't think we have anybody, you know, any kids who are in high school listening right now, but I'll make sure you pass the message along.
Well, dude, I don't know. There's some teams that are stocking their roles this year, man. There's some young people on that field, man. I don't know.
You picked up what I was laying down.
I don't know,
that motherfucker,
man.
That motherfucker was back again this week. I'm going to start carding this. I'm going to grab April and card this motherfucker.
Lay this out for the listening audience and for Mr. Tim Dove so that the two of you could have a good conversation about this one.
Okay, Tim, you'll appreciate
30
this.
Seconds.
Go. Uncle Rico's, Tim. You know what team I'm talking about?
Tim D.
You remember Sean Nelson? Super good athlete. He played with Sarah Vicky a little bit years ago. You would know him if you recognize. You'd recognize him if you saw him. So he's a great athlete, great dude. His son plays in the league. This motherfucker's got to be, it's got to be 16. He got to be 18 years old. Legitimately 18 or 19 years old. Said he's in college. I like to see his college transcripts because he's not. So he's playing in D4 against my girls last week. The dude is an amazing athlete, probably the best athlete in the league. He did anything he wanted. He scored like eight touchdowns. He scored six or seven of them. So we lost. Come to find out, because I played him earlier in the year in D1 in my crossover, or not in the crossover. I seen him play. Maybe I refed. I don't fucking know. I'm all jacked up, Jimmy. I'm fucking fired up.
Go.
He's on two other fucking rosters. He's on Bullet Club with Joe K and fucking Energy Buffs roster with fucking Ben Stack and Ardensky. Motherfucker's on three rosters, two of them in D2, and they fucking decide to play in D4. Ramirez talking to him before the game saying, hey, how could you play? How could you play? Now, I'm not going to be that guy who says he can't play because I want to beat you at your best because I am the fucking best. And obviously we didn't win because he's a fucking animal. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. I just think it's a little fucking, little bit of bullshit. This motherfucker gets to play on three different teams. When I am a fucking legend, been carrying this league for 10 fucking years almost, and I get bullshit for playing on one team and a gender team.
All right, so Mr. Betts, we have an official referee on the show with us today. Not to say that you don't know the rules and you're not an official referee as well, but consulting with the Mr. Tim Dove over here on the other side, are there rules that are currently in place that state players have to be at least 21 years old? And can gentlemen be on more than one team?
I have no clue, nor do I care. I have Joey's mentality. I don't know if you're 16 and you want, I don't give a shit as long as you're not drinking at the bar. That doesn't bother me.
Now he's concerned about the Rose Gardens bill, Jimmy. Yeah. Fuck me. What happened to you?
Also, jeez, it's too expensive to drink there. Let's just put that out there. Anyway,
that earlier.
It's true.
We did both say that. About young people, I want to debate this right now. I want to give a shout out to Peachy Platoon. Dean Thompson is an absolute beast. And his
sister, happened to you? We don't want to praise anybody who we don't know. Don't bore my listeners to death by talking about dudes who we don't know who are 19 years old. He's a good athlete, yeah. But you know what? I'm a fucking good athlete, and I'm 31. And I'll put that kid 6 feet under running routes all fucking day on. I'm Dean, I'm talking to you, bro. 716-400-5045, brother.
We did have an interview with him from last week. We did. And if need be, I've got that queued up and ready. Just let me know. Tim,
Jesus Christ, no.
I don't think you could cover his sister, Joey.
His girl. That is his sister. The girls on the team, they're really good.
She's a fucking athlete.
They're very good. Dude, it helps, A, that they're fucking 10 years younger than me. B, actually, you know what? Fuck you, Tim. They haven't won shit. They play.
How funny is that? If he's 10 years younger than you, how much younger is he than me?
Oh, dude, he could be your son. You know what I mean? That could be your son and your daughter.
That's what I'm talking. He's 17 years younger than me.
Yeah, for everyone out there, Tim is legitimately closer to 50 than he is to 20.
I'm close to 40, motherfucker. And listen, they need some age on their team. I got a playbook waiting for PG. They give me the call. I will have them destroy any team that they need to destroy.
There it is. He's been waiting since we started to get that plug. That's the reason he came on the show. He wants to join their fucking team.
All right. I don't want to give away too many of your secrets, but let's all be honest. Anyone that watches a team that you've helped coach can see this from 10,000 yards away. What's up with the diamond?
Oh God, he loves that.
It's called the triangle, Jimmy. But we could run a diamond too, and just add another person.
All right, so talk to me about your triangle, and talk to me about your diamond. You used to be big on the diamond, and I'm going back about 5 years, and then it turned into the triangle. I think he even did a pentagram for like two games. Yeah. Jimmy, I'm doing a parallelogram this week.
Jimmy, I saw the one.
You know what I do? You know what I do in beer pong?
Oh my god!
Let's change it to a rhombus. It's the best thing you can do.
Could you stay on topic for one fucking minute? Nobody cares about beer pong.
Can't.
You've been doing the triangle since I met you 4 years ago.
And obviously it works because you lose all the time to me.
It works great. I stole it from you for the girls' games. I use it. Dude, did you know, like, honest to God, in this fucking league, I mean, everybody, the core people, the good athletes, the teams who win every year have been playing this league, you know, like you said, with before even Topper started with Mo. And you could run four fucking plays in this league and be fine. There's no way my girls' team wins. Dude, we run the same four plays every game. We just move girls around. We just run out of different formations. It's the same four fucking plays. And people like Peachy Platoon, they do a lot of weird shit. That's just because they're crazy good athletes right now. They're super fucking fast and nobody can run with Dean right now. And it's, you know, his sister's got good hands. But give them a couple years when they still haven't won dick. They'll be having to switch up and they'll have to start using a triangle and a diamond easily.
Yeah. And you know what? Back to my Varsity Villains days. Oh, we have some trick plays. I haven't seen anybody do the hook and ladder in quite a while. And, the closest we got to it the other day, me and Matty Ice ran a double reverse. It was fucking phenomenal.
A double reverse with the two slowest people in the league. That's interesting. I would love to. Who did you play?
okay. Energy Buff.
Yeah, okay. I think they probably had four people on the field. That team can't put a full fucking team together since week one.
Yeah. Listen, and I'm not in the top two slowest in the league because I could call out a few people right now. I'm not fast, but
call a few people out, please. Come on.
Let's see here.
You think you could beat Chris Cole
in a race?
Yes,
that would be a close one.
Okay, that's the first one. Do you think you could beat Matty Ice? That's it. That would be a good one because he waddles kind of when he runs a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be pretty close as well. I'll tell you who I could crush.
Would be Beth.
Jeremy Burr. I could crush him flat out in a race.
Burr might be top three fastest people in the league.
Yeah, so, right.
Dude. And he's
Burr's a phenomenal athlete, but I don't think he's top three. Come on.
Dude, he's like a fucking cheetah out there at 30. Is he? I think he's your age, too. He's got to be almost 37.
All right, Mr. Bass. So when the Delta formation of deer hit the vehicle, did they break his legs? Can we get him to the field to race?
He went through the windshield, did a front flip, landed it. And then got clipped by another deer coming up the back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, his legs are no good this season. Sorry, Tim Duff.
Dude, do you really think that you could beat Tommy Hughes? Both of them.
Oh, a million. Yes.
What about Stegmeier?
I love Stegs. You know what? I'll give him the edge in that. But if we're talking about people who are older, then we're talking about Stegmeier.
Yeah, he's old as dirt.
Okay,
that is one of the coolest dudes in the league, though.
Could Agreed. You beat Katie Keller in a race?
No. You know, Jimmy, before I answer that, hold on. It's always funny how we say Stegmeier's name. Katie comes right back up to him. It's weird, right?
True. It's weird, yeah.
Katie,
it's just weird.
Katie's phenomenal. If we're talking about the best athlete in their family, we're not talking about her. We're talking about Mr. Keller.
Okay, great. You're absolutely fucking right there. We gave Mr. Keller an hour of love last week because he is the greatest athlete. He's a backup on the girls' team. He's a backup on Gryffindor. So Katie's like fourth in her family. Fifth if you count Dame. Goes Mr. Keller, Nicole, Junior, Dame. Actually, Dame is before Junior, then Katie. So that's a gift. You're absolutely fucking right. Could you beat Katie in a race?
Yes.
Sidebar. Something just literally just popped into my head. I apologize for going all over the place here, Jimmy. You had mentioned earlier that with Topper's team, you're like the fucking Vince Lombardi for that team, right? You think it could be that he added Kelly, Brittany, and Brandy? Well, you already had Kelly. But do you think it could be because he added Brandy and Brittany Clark on that team? Or no?
Could I beat them in a race?
No, you couldn't. But do you think because they were so good when you were on the team, because you had all three of those girls, probably the three best girls, on that in the division?
Yeah, and then they go ahead and grab Kelly Sable. I mean,
she's sweet too.
Girl has hands, you know, for days. It's ridiculous.
She's a sleeper. Not a lot of people know who that is. I met her. She played in a tournament with us one time. She's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Kelly's phenomenal. You know what the game changer? I got to give credit to Aaron and Drew.
You're giving a lot of credit this podcast. This
you know what? Like That's you. What I do. I'm a likable guy. I give credit where it's due. You know, I'm honest. Drew plays soccer. how does that translate into being good at football?
How does the triangle formation from hockey turn into something translatable to the TSL? You're already giving credit to a lot of people out there. And one person that you have not mentioned is Mr. Garbaz. Let's get into that. Why have we not had a connection between you and him on the refereeing side of the house?
He always does the D1 games. I refuse. Oh my gosh. That is like a death sentence. I heard Beth yelling at somebody the other day. Like, she flopped. I was scared for that ref's life. I don't know who it was. Like, guys, at the end of the day, I have to get up on Sunday morning, okay? A referee's call is not gonna make or break my day. Relax. It's co-ed touch football. Behind a bar.
The Rose Garden at the Angry Buffalo.
Jesus Christ.
That's a great way to say it. I think I say that quite a few times, Jimmy. At the end of the day, it's co-ed touch football, and you're really going to lose when you're playing me. So it doesn't fucking matter. Do all the yelling you want. I'm still going to fucking beat you, whatever team I fucking got, right? And here's another thing. Beth is very nice off the field, too. I've talked to her a few times.
Yes. Another nice one off the field. Yes.
Correct. Not much, but she is very pleasant off the field. And Bobby,
no, you're just throwing around a lot of credit for everybody today, aren't you?
don't steal my lines on my fucking show.
You know what? I have to give two more pieces of credit to somebody. Number one, to
you are out of credit after these, please. There's no more credit. Your pie is taken. Go ahead. These are your last.
Well, DJ Jimmy, it rides solo on the cast all the time, doing this stuff by himself. I don't see the. He was 5 stars in that, and his partner was 0. Okay? So, shout out to Jimmy for being the best DJ. He also said he was going to oversee my ceremony when I get married.
Oh, I would do that for you. I would do that for you, Mr. Dove. Absolutely.
And then he's going to be the DJ as well. So,
okay, speaking of that, dude, it's been 3 years. You're fucking almost 50. When is the question coming? And we'll make sure Stephanie doesn't listen to the podcast so she can be excited, blah, 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 blah.
She might listen to it. Listen, I have a buddy who waited 9 years, so I have I have a nice window that I can.
Does Stephanie know this friend has waited 9 years?
Yes.
Oh, my God. God bless that angel. She's going to wait 9 fucking years for you.
Well, she didn't say she was going to wait 9 years, so she might break up with me after I get off this phone call. Because if I'm not down there in time to watch The Voice, we are in trouble.
What time's The Voice start?
8 o'clock. I really don't watch it this season. It's
no bad. Okay, relax. You don't got to. You watch it. Relax. You know wrestling's on tonight too.
Listen, I have to watch it on DVR because the content is fucking terrible these days.
That's true. He's not wrong there, Jimmy. If anybody watches, everyone knows who listens to this. I'm a huge wrestling guy. Podcast. The content's pretty weak right now.
Gentlemen. How do you not make Bray champion?
We're not talking about that now. Don't get me going. This is not the right time or the place.
Well, let's
Hell in a Cell is his place to win it.
Let's speak about something that will get some people going, if I may.
And now a word from your godfather.
After reading the Godfather's article this week,
it was like Dean's interview. Kind of put me to sleep.
There was nothing. There was nothing to be said. Yeah. It was like warm vanilla pie. You know?
It was kind of droll.
Yeah, it really was. So what I would like to do with the two of you at this time is instead of getting into the lame-ass comments from The Godfather, which amounted to nothing. Well, no, there was actually kudos to me in there, and I appreciate that because I think I deserve it from time to time, and I hardly ever take credit for myself. So thank you, Godfather, for that. But I would like to take this time right now to hit the time machine to go on that way back journey. Would the two of you care to take a journey with me, Mr. Betts?
I would love to hop on that train with
and
you.
Mr. Dove.
Hello.
Would you like to take a journey on the Wayback Train with me?
Sure.
Are you listening?
Oh, my God.
What is heavier, 200 pounds of bricks or 200 pounds of feathers? The answer is the feathers. 200 pounds of bricks is just a pile of bricks. But if you try to carry,
damn it,
the 200 pounds of feathers, you also have to carry the weight of what you did to those poor birds.
Bricks and Birds from B's Brother. Those were the Deep Thoughts recordings without the music. That was the full extended cut from when we were doing those Deep Thoughts with B's Brother.
Is that a threat because of my last name?
It's funny how we say that for this show.
I don't think it is, but should we hear it again? Do you want to hear it again?
No.
Should we give Beast Brother credit for being able to reading? Because you're just passing credit out to everybody. Do you want to give credit for Beast Brother for reading the script or no?
You know what? I feel bad. I don't want to say
that.
I wonder what his reading level is.
I don't know. Did you just hear that? Probably not good. Right? Not strong, probably. But you want to give him credit, probably, because you are the nicest guy in the fucking world. What happened to you? Jimmy, you know what it is? I text these people and invite them on our podcast because I think they're going to be natural heels with me. You know what I mean? It'd be fun.
All right. So last session, Ramir was in charge of the refereeing. Ramir is no longer in charge of the refereeing. He does tend to oversee a few things with that from what my insider sources tell me. But as of now, the head of refereeing is Mr. Garbaz. Is that part of the reason why you are not refereeing D1 Fields, or do you intentionally, Mr. Dove, steer clear from D1 Fields? Have you been ejected from D1 games across the board?
You know what? Somebody asked me to play in D1 this week, and I said, I am obviously the best player on the sub list, but the sub list is like, it's pretty weak. I'm like, dude, I don't want to play. Number one, I don't want to embarrass myself. And number two, D1 is the worst fucking division alive. You know, it's terrible. It's terrible to play in.
Mr. Bats, over to you.
It's because you suck. That's end of story. That's it.
You know what? Listen, what's your record in D1 right now?
Look at the team I put together out there every fucking week. I can't throw it to myself, bro. I can't stop. I can't cover five other people, bro. One in six or one in seven.
If this were on TV right now, I'd show a clip of Mr. Perfect throwing it to himself.
Yeah, one time. There's probably a million other clips of him not being able to do that. I've scored 3 touchdowns to myself this year. Yeah, I have. I don't like to talk about it because that's not who I am. I'm not a boastful type of guy. I don't like to brag about myself. That's not me, right? But I've done it like at least 3 or 4 times this year. I get bored with that. I got to involve everybody on my team, my wife, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law. Everybody plays with me. You know, everybody wants a piece of the pie. It's like, you know, you're giving credit to them. I got to make sure they get there involved, you know? And we can't.
You know what? Yeah. Gryffindor needs a facelift, and they need a new team name because Gryffindor is stupid.
Since we're already on this topic, let's immediately get into love and hate. All right. We're going to just go around the room real quick before some final thoughts. Give me one thing that you love and one thing that you hate. Mr. Dove, over to you. One thing that you love and one thing that you hate.
In the football league or in life?
In life.
One thing I love. I wish I was prepared for this. One thing I love.
Hurry up.
I love my new weighted blanket.
such an easygoing guy.
If you have a chance to purchase a weighted blanket, do so. Mine weighs 31 pounds.
How much did you pay for that? How much did you pay for that weighted blanket?
It was around like $180.
From where?
Target.
A weighted blanket.
That weighs as much as your girlfriend weighs. Just have her lay on you.
She refuses. That's why she got me the blanket.
All right, that's one thing you love. Tell me one thing you hate, Mr. Dove.
One thing I hate. This podcast ending, cold football games, and not being on Joey Bat's team because he asked the guy with glasses instead of me.
Look at that. Mr. Bats, one thing you love, one thing you hate.
I love doing this podcast with you, Jimmy. I'm having so much fun doing this. This is everything I could dream of it would be when we first started a month or two ago. It's been nothing but good stuff. We're having a lot of fun. I like getting people on here who are fun, who are talkative. I'm so glad Tim could be part of it today. I wish we had more. Everyone's being way nicer than I thought they would when I text these motherfuckers. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this guy will be fun to make, you know, help. He'll help me make fun of people. And then I get him on here. Oh, I love this guy. Oh, this guy's the greatest athlete in the world. Oh, I'm so, shut the fuck up. Help me make fun of people. Jesus Christ.
All right. So tell me one thing you hate now.
I hate our guests being such pussies every week. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. And every time they bash somebody, they got to say at the end of it, but he's a good guy. No shit. They're all good guys. But it's fun to make fun of them because they deserve it. Like, Bobby, you're a douchebag on the field. I hate you. Jay-Z, you're a terrible ref. An absolutely terrible ref. Garbaz, you're okay. That's it.
All right. One thing I love, Jonesy, I love being
Jonesy
able
can't
to...
catch for shit either.
Oh. He's not a good athlete. You're right.
Joe's fired.
And he's older than you, I think, right? He's got to be older than you.
He's got more hair than me, so I won't even touch that.
He's got more grays than you too. Do you see his size? Hey, he's got a lot of grays.
Gray hair is better than no hair, my friend.
Your hairline's receding pretty well, so you're right.
I got a 5 head, dude.
That's why he wears that knit hat all the time, Jimmy.
No, I wear it but yes, maybe a little bit of that too, yeah.
Yeah, you look good, James.
Thank you. All right, over to me. One thing I love being able to have an opinion. One thing I hate, the other podcast. With that being said, let's go around the room with some of our final thoughts. Mr. Dove, final thoughts over to you, please.
Final thoughts? I'm gonna pick a couple winners here. Joey, you guys have about 1% chance to win your game this week. I think you lose by 9.
Wow.
I think you lose by 9. As far as, do you play the girls' game this week?
No, we have a bye because we're fucking sweet. So
okay.
Suck our dick.
Well, I'm calling Maddie's Angels and the Stunts repeat for next year. And then I'm going to D2, the best division in the league. I'm going with a...
with your boyfriend, Peachy Platoon. We all know it.
No, I'm going with Topper again, man. Topper.
Wow.
I'm going with Silvati, who anchors that defense. And I'm going with Topper.
Jimmy, a lot of shots fired. You just got 1% chance of winning this week.
Wow. All right, Mr. Betts. Clock's ticking, Mr. Dove. Clock's ticking. We got to keep it moving. Mr. Betts, over to you. Some of the final thoughts from your end, please.
Fuck you, Tim, first of all. That's my final thought. My real final thought. At the end of the day, Jimmy, everybody comes on here and they give me 1% chance to win. Oh, your team sucks and D1. I'm a fucking legend. I'm a fucking champion. Defending champion. I'm a 2-league defending champion. I'm on top of the ladder. Everyone's climbing to get me, baby. You're
all right, Joe.
Climbing.
Speaking of 1%, anybody who needs to sell their house, I will knock off 1% if you name this podcast when you let me know. Okay,
there you
go.
That
could save you, anywhere from $500 to $1,500. That's money out of my pocket.
And how do people reach you again? How do people reach you?
716-913-1321.
Tim Dove, ladies and gentlemen.
Second best realtor in the world.
All right.
Jimmy,
I'm going to take a thought. Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Betts. I'll give you a final thought. Here it comes. And this is something that I didn't reveal this entire show, and I'm going to tell you right now. It's time to lay it out there. There is a high probability that the guy that's on this show today, the Mr. Tim Dove himself, and Tim, do not answer this when I state this. Do not answer, because I don't want you to give it away. But it is plausible, and it has been known for a very long time, that he may actually be the Godfather, or one of the Godfathers over the span of time. Mr. Betts, what do you think of that?
I don't know if this is
I'm not joking right now.
To help us get ratings?
No, I am not joking right now. And Tim, don't say a word about that. With that, Mr. Betts, what are some of the best ways people can reach us if you don't have a comment?
716-400-5045. I love to have people on here. We got to get more females on here. Get a point of view from the other side of it. Are you real, dude? That is one of the last people I would have expected, and that's it. Wow. 716-400-5045, ladies and gentlemen. Hit me up.
This is the TSL Altcast featuring the legendary Joey Betts and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it. Let it be.
If you've listened to the show this far, please feel free to call or text us at any point in time if you want to be on the program. But absorb those thoughts. Tim Duff could actually be your godfather.
Hi, Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh. And we're still recording.
Stephanie, hello.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Woo! DJ Jimmy is in the building.
How long have you been on the line?
How long have I what?
Been on the line. No, I just walked down here. I was in my office.
Could you imagine it's like like when you're on the phone making calls to your girlfriend in high school and your mom's been on the line the whole time, right?
Stephanie, I can't even get a shout out. You can't even say hello to me.
That's I
get nothing.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm okay now if I'm just playing second fiddle to Jamie.
Are you in a car?
Okay. Yeah, this is my office. Okay, I have a 6-month-old at home. I need peace and quiet for an hour.
Understandable.
Make sure you listen to this podcast. Tim says when he's going to propose to you on it.
Oh, great. So in like 27 years.
Hey, Stephanie, would you ever buy a house from Tim?
Oh, actually, yes.
How much commission would you charge him? Or would he make? Would he charge you, I should say?
I can't swear on this. Nothing.
You can swear on that. You can swear on this fucking thing. He better not charge you a dime.
Exactly.
We're going to Arizona.
You should have brought her on the podcast earlier, Tim.
She fell asleep.
She's way more fun than you are, giving everyone credit.
Hey, tell us two things about Tim Dove we don't know, Steph.
Yeah, we're not recording anymore, so be super personal.
No. Oh, yeah. He hates my mother, which I don't blame him. And Jim, he had a beanie on to prepare for this.
I heard that. Yeah, that's the first thing he said. Yeah. That's the first, and we made fun of him for it.
It's not a beanie. It's a winter hat.
It's a beanie.
No, it's a beanie, and you're a loser for wearing it in your house.
Do you have the heat on in your car right now?
I've been playing with it all day because I can't get comfortable in here. On, off. It's on, off. It's on, off. Should have taken my thermal off.
Mr. Bass, you still have time with Stephanie before we wrap up here. I mean, anything you got for her?
Yeah, Stephanie.
Yes.
Did he ask you out first? Did you ask him out first?
He asked me out several times, and I
was say. Just about to say that, and you said no. And then you probably felt bad at the end and said, "I'll fucking get this kid away from me. Let me give him one chance."
Didn't feel like making a harassment suit.
Right.
I already told you. It took me like 3 months for her to say yes, and then I was like, okay, well, I'll just move in, and you know, here we are 3 years later.
where did he take you on your first date?
Pizza Hut, I believe, is where we were.
I would never take anybody.
We went to Hydraulic Hearth on Swan Street.
Oh, wow. What a romantic you are.
Yeah, but we weren't allowed to get food, just drinks.
He's not spending that money yet. That's before he was the number 2 realtor in the world.
It wasn't about the money. I wanted to make sure she had enough to drink to hang out with me long time.
Good answer. Oh, Lord. Stephanie, does he really? Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, I just want to know. Like, I, and I'm only looking for a real 1 or 2 second quick answer from you. Laying it on the table. Do you know whether or not you have a dedicated anniversary every year, and are you someone that celebrates it?
Yes, and
when is it?
Kind of. We actually kind of have 2: July 16th, 716, and then October 7th. So it's kind of our first date, and then our legit, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Okay, so we're talking 716 was first date, and then the October date is first coitus.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good. Well, no, actually, we're still, she doesn't know what coitus means. We still haven't had sex yet.
Oh, wow. Good for you guys.
We're saving ourselves for marriage.
No, that's good.
I was just trying to sound cool.
Mission accomplished. You sound cooler than he does.
Get Jill on the line here.
I'm in my car, okay? Jill's in the house, probably getting the baby to bed. Does he watch The Voice with you, for real?
The Voice? I don't really watch that show.
Tim, and now you're lying to our viewers.
I couldn't think of a Monday night show as a good joke. American Idol was on, I would have said that.
Nobody knows what day of the week stuff is on. Everybody DVRs it.
All right, well, you know, fuck off, all right?
There he is.
The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are Tim's favorite.
That sounds, you know, if I could have picked 2 shows, honest to God, that would have been the first 2 shows I would have said for him.
Oh, damn it.
How often does he wear his hat around the house, for real, though?
Oh, all winter.
Oh, my God.
When the nights start to get chilly,
I told you, she's not allowed to turn the heat on.
And he wonders why he loses his hair. Because his follicles have no time to breathe.
His follicles.
I lose my hair at reffing games like I did on Saturday. Ridiculous.
Stephanie, were you there this past Saturday?
No, I was not.
You missed a show. I put a clinic on. You would have been super impressed.
Damn it.
Now, you would have been super impressed. And I was jacked up too, so I looked good. But whatever.
Oh, whoa.
Next time I'll be there with my glasses.
speaking of glasses, last thought real quick. I was having a hard boiled egg in the morning about a month ago, and all of a sudden I hear like this loud bang, like somebody hit the house.
What?
I go outside. She fucking hit the house with her vehicle.
What?
Stone cold sober. No. I look at her. I go, dude, where are your glasses? She goes, I know.
Wait.
Being the supportive boyfriend that I am, I go, it's just a house.
I'll sell us another one.
Fucking, that's, yeah, what? Fucking hitting the house. Stone cold
hit the
sober.
House with a car?
With my truck, like, yes.
With a truck?
I took the whole side beat off my house with it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, I already hit it, so fuck it. I'm going 60 down the rest of the fucking driveway. I'm pissed off as
did you think it was in reverse and we were in drive or vice versa?
No, the windows were a little foggy and I did not aim properly getting
so wait
out
a second,
of the
wait a second. Legitimately, though, you cannot see from what the story is what he's saying.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to back up the car. Sorry, go slow.
You have to park in the street from now on, I think, should be the rule. even from November 1st, April 1st, you're not allowed to. It's, you know, it's cheaper to get tickets a couple nights a week than it is to reside your house.
Stephanie, do you have a dog?
Yes.
Is it a C&I dog?
No,
is it a service
into,
animal?
He runs into the glass doors too. So.
She was super excited that she was going to be able to talk about her dog.
Well, what kind of dog is it? Yeah,
we have a boxer pit bull.
Oh, nice little.
If you could picture that little child in school that lives in a bubble, that's this dog. Okay.
So you take care of him. Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy. He basically lives in a bubble. He's not allowed to play with other dogs. Or he will kill them. But he's great. He's great with people, though.
And he loves men.
He loves men. Like his dad.
That was he beat me to it. I was just like his father. Well done. That was good. What's his name?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
That's quite the name for a dog, let me tell you. Jesus Christ, get over here.
It's Diesel.
It's Diesel Dove. Doesn't that sound hilarious?
Diesel Dove. Diesel Dove.
That does sound like a Christmas carol in a way.
That is.
12 Diesel Doves.
So he's a fucking tank probably, right?
His head looks like a hippo.
Just like his dad.
Oh. No, just like his dad. That was a head joke on her part.
I mean, yeah, he did mention his 5 head earlier, Stephanie. Did you know? Was that one of the first things you fell in love with?
Yeah, that's I did first not thing. Wear my glasses that night.
It's because I say it's because I have a big brain.
You have a master's degree, which I didn't know about until a half hour ago.
What do I do every time you call me stupid?
Oh, he sends me his fucking degree.
I know. What a
Let's
herb.
Get it.
What a herb. We get it, man. You we get it. You
so the
got
two
a
of you,
degree.
The two of you play jokes on each other quite a bit, though, right?
We're not. I watch a lot of Dateline, so I do have a rule that we're not allowed to scare each other at night.
That's a fair rule.
That's a good rule. And if Chris Hansen ever shows up at the house, then you're really in trouble.
Oh man, did you ever see me on that episode?
Why don't you have a seat? Why don't you have a seat right there?
Were you going to make balloon animals out of these?
Dude, I should have got Stephanie's numbers, Jimmy. We should have her on the show instead of Tim.
Oh, she's on. We're still recording. I never stopped.
I the first time we met, I brought over Skittles and Smirnoff Ice to hang out with her.
I'm in for a twisted tea.
Tim, do me a favor. Text me your mother-in-law's number. I want to make sure she listens.
Oh, no. That bitch ain't allowed at the house. You would regret that.
Stop it.
Woo, where's the party at? Bring the Miller High Life.
Actually, that's a good joke that we played on her once. She brought a bunch of, she carries around beer with her because she's a maniac alcoholic. And Stephanie's like, watch this. And she shook her beer.
Oh, my God.
She opens up the beer, it splats all over her face. She's like, hey, must a couple, it took a quick few turns there. I'm like, you dumbass.
I got the visual right away. It's like the beer is everywhere. It's everywhere.
Actually, speaking of wrestling, if you can picture Ric Flair in the 80s, that's what her mother looks like.
To a T.
For real?
Yeah.
She's got that big blonde mane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little flat, though. I don't want to give her any credit like that, though.
Can you send me a pic? Because I'd like to kind of see it.
I have a nice camel toe one.
Oh. Woof. Pardon me. I'm sure she's a nice woof.
No, she really is terrible.
When you were gone, we were going to get Stephanie to send us a picture of her mom's camel toe.
Oh.
So welcome back.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
So welcome back.
I said you're the first person would want to see it. I'm like, oh, just give it to Jimmy. Hello.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Put it on a Christmas card, though. That'll go over quite well in the TSL, I'm sure.
There are a lot of people who would like to see that, actually. I mean, you can send it to me if you want. I mean, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Whatever. Yeah. That stuff kind of makes me laugh. What a great last 15 minutes of podcast.
All right, so there was that big event that was the tacos and the vodka. You guys celebrate a lot of off-brand holidays. Stephanie, is there anything special that you and Mr. Dove have coming up now that the fall season is upon us? Do we have a matching Halloween outfit? Are we going as the front and back of a donkey? But what are we doing?
I wanted to be a ham sandwich, and Tim wouldn't be a ham sandwich with me.
What?
Stephanie, you just you were cool, and you just lost me.
Well, the reason being,
he doesn't care about the reason.
Tim would order, like Tim said, he would order a ham sub from somewhere, and I thought that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, you can make a stupid ham sandwich at home in a couple.
You're gonna call up a pizzeria and order a ham sandwich.
Tim would.
When you get to when you get to a certain age, you start going cold cuts all the time.
Stephanie, go easy. The gout. I gotta be careful of the gout.
Like ask your parents. I guarantee, and your parents, it's usually mom. It's typically dads, but I guarantee your dad's top two favorite subs includes a royal or a ham sub. Guarantee it.
Hey, Jimmy's got Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair on back there. I have a DVR. I can't be watching it right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have to watch El Camino. Joey's
oh my
watch
God!
Wrestling.
I just watched it. Now listen,
is it good?
There's a lot of people that are going to be listening to this recording still, so I don't want to give it away, but if you were a fan of the series, the one thing that I will tell you is this was fantastic. It really was.
No spoilers.
It really was.
No spoilers.
And I could honestly see there being a follow-up to this later on as well.
Ooh, I don't hate that.
No, seriously, dude. I could see, like a brand new series that could grow from this movie.
If we're bringing important content to this podcast, I want to recommend to people to watch Goliath on Amazon. Yes. Phenomenal show.
Goliath.
Okay, we'll get on this.
Tell us about it. What's Goliath?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, I do like Billy Bob Thornton. Dude's a badass.
Dude is a fucking man.
He's a badass. A lot of good shows on Amazon. A lot of people very underrated.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. Jack Ryan was sweet.
Oh, told you that. Yeah, see? Now you got
a fight of
there.
I'm a big dog.
What about Sneaky Pete?
I didn't watch that.
We need to find something new.
Is that a porno?
Sneaky Pete.
That's on. I thought you said Pornhub. You jizz.
Sneaky Pete and the Michelobes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It sounds like a blues band, actually.
Stinky Pete. Stinky Pete, you sick fuck. Your girlfriend's here, bro. Grow up. It's not just us anymore.
Jerk. Oh, Lord.
Stephanie, I have to wrap it up. You got any final thoughts for us, Steph? Anything you want to say to Tim or to the millions of viewers that will be listening this week?
Tim's a very good dog, Dad.
There you go.
What? That's all. I just gave you the floor to say whatever you wanted, and that's what you're going to end up with.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home, would say Tim Dove is your guy.
These fucking cheap plugs, all fucking hour and 15 minutes, Jimmy. Tim, say your number one more time if anybody hung on for the last 15 minutes.
716-913-1321. I will Phil Dunphy the shit out of that house.
Love the references. I love the references.
I don't care if they don't watch Modern Family. I don't want to sell their house then.
If they don't listen to Modern Family, I don't want to listen to my podcast. How about
you went
that?
From being like the 30-minute podcast to now being 1 hour 15.
I know.
What happened to
Stephanie,
us?
Stephanie, what did happen to us?
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're right. It was a good show. Well done, Steph. Thank you for being on and coming on late. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, guys.
All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. We'll catch you next week. Hopefully, in the near future, we're going to have Stephanie back on by herself. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
See you, Tim. But seriously.